Okay, so we are on page 13 and we're now going to tell them the good news because we've handled objections and what have you. So we're just going to go over that now. So you ha should have your document open to page 13. And by the way, if any time that they do happen to come up with any sorts of questions or, after you tell them the good news, they have the objections, you can just go through it again. And in, at the end, instead of saying, okay, great, thank you for your time. If it's good news, we'll get back to you in 48 hours and let you know. Just say, okay, welcome aboard, right? Just tell them, welcome aboard. So you've handled the objection. Welcome them aboard. Welcome to the Strategic Alliance Business Hub, all right? So let us go on here. So we're telling them the good news. And if you have got the module 3, you should see, if you've been through it already, you should see that you have the script there also for what to say in email. All right, if not, you can just copy this one. That is not a problem. I've put it in both places, I believe. All right, so telling them the good news. So you can either call them and tell them this, or you can send them an email. All right, so the basic premise is you're just telling them, thank you for expressing interest in our Strategic Alliance Business Hub. We have reviewed your application and after careful consideration, we are pleased to inform you that we feel you and your business are a great match for our service. We have one available spot in the massage industry reserved for you, and we're looking forward to getting the ball rolling. Attached is a simple one-page document confirming you agree with our terms. If you would be so kind to autograph it and date it for me at your earliest convenience and send it back, we will get going. Okay, so below on page 14 is a copy of what you will send them. Okay, so you just tweak it to whatever is in line with what you're offering. All right, so what I've put here is just for example purposes only, you can say whatever you like. All right, so page 14, as we can see, it's the last page here. So let's go. Okay, so it says Strategic Alliance Business Hub Ethical Code of Practice and Terms of Agreement, right? Because we just want to make sure that these people are going to be agreeing to not screwing around and messing around with, other Alliance Hub, Business Hub members. We don't want any of this, any shenanigans or anything like that. So we are asking them to agree to something and they're signing it, right? And not only that, it just establishes you as someone that's actually genuinely got their best interests at heart and everybody else's interests at heart. So they know there's no funny business going on, right? So as of whatever the date it is, I, Joe Bloggs of Joe Bloggs Enterprises. So you'll basically put their name there, okay? Whatever their enterprise is, hereby agree to your name of whatever that is, of Strategic Alliance Business Hub to widen our business scope with an ever-increasing range of possibilities for growth and expansion, and to work on our behalf, setting up strategic alliances to help maximize profits, increase and leverage our client base and goodwill with customers. I agree to pay whatever your name is, $19.97 annually until I no longer have use for Strategic Alliance Business Hub services. I understand and accept that Strategic Alliance Business Hub will only work for companies who have ethical, high ethical standards, who are serious about customer client satisfaction, who are committed to a high level of service. I am therefore committed to keeping the following codes of practice. I am willing to email my clients, customers, subscribers about my fellow hub members' products and services, if of course it's genuinely ethical and beneficial to both my business and subscribers. I will also have a share in the profits. I will abide by the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission rules, and inform my subscribers that if they buy my joint venture partner's products, I will be compensated, all right? Because these are the rules. So they're just, that's for them to say. It's basically making sure that, they're doing things ethically. You also you're putting this here for them to agree to. I am willing to share my profits with every strategic alliance I agree to, which is your name, whoever you are, sets up 45% to my strategic alliance and 10% to you of Strategic Alliance Business Hub. If I fail to do so, this will result in the immediate termination of my relationship with Strategic Alliance Business Hub, and I will lose my joining fee. Okay? So it just lets you know that you're serious and you actually do want to make sure that they really are being ethical. Okay? Now, by the way, I was just thinking as I was reading through it there, you have got here $19.97 annually, okay, that you're charging $2,000 a year annually. What you can do is, if you want, I just sort of thought of this on the fly, is you can put, say, $197 a month, right? So you can put $197 a month, which would actually be about $2,400 annually, okay? And then what you can put is you can make it more appealing. So you can let them pay monthly. Now, this is good for you if you're getting a monthly income, because if you've got, say, you know, I don't know, let's say you got 20, or, you know, let's say you had 100, but let's just say 20. Okay. Let's say you have 20 people paying you 200 a month. If my math serves me correctly, that would be $4,000 a month, right? If you've got 100 paying you 200 a month. Okay. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? That's $20,000 a month. All right. So that's another way of going about it. Just having them join your strategic hub. And you can create a nice monthly income for yourself. So that's just an idea I had on the fly there. And then basically what you can do is you can have the $19.97 or the $2,000 annually as an incentive to pay it all up front. So basically this sort of lowers the barrier to entry. So if you are going to be doing that, make sure that you obviously put that through everything, you know, all the appropriate pieces that you need when you're informing your prospect of this option along the way. Okay. It's also a way, if they say that they can't afford it, you can say, oh, we actually have a monthly option. You can just pay 200 and get started today. Right. And then make the rest of the payments as you're going along. And that would be 297 every month, or, you know, 19 or whatever amount it is, 200 a month. All right. So you can put it that way. And then it'll be like, oh, that's awesome. And they'll be happy with that. In fact, I probably highly recommend you doing that, actually. So give that a go. Give it a go. See how it goes for you. And you'll probably build yourself a very, very handsome income. So let me know how it goes for you. I'll be very interested to see how things are going and how your business is growing. Write me at Mr. O at Strategic Cash Blueprint. I almost forgot what my address was there, strategiccashblueprint.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. I will bring this audio to a close. Catch up with you soon. Bye-bye.